Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to talk about abiding in Christ. One of the ways Jesus calls us to walk in his footsteps and to understand the nature of what his life, passion, death, and resurrection, and his ascension into glory, the right hand of the Father, what it has produced, and a new reality that he himself has brought about in obedience to the Father to make it possible for us to, in this life, on this earth, to be able to walk in his footsteps and to be united with him in such a way that we experience his promises coming alive in our lives, and that we are getting the resource we need to observe, to hear, to understand, receive, and to walk in his commandments, which his commandments are life. You know, in the modern world, when you hear the word commandments, it's like, oh man, what a buzzkill. It's like, oh, I got all these things I have to do, and it's this weight on me, and and lots of people want to walk away from it. Like, I can't be free if I've got to obey other people. It just ruins my weekend. Plus, I want to self-create, or I can't be happy. And what God's really here for is to be my cheerleader and to affirm me in whatever decisions I make and the commands I decide to live by, rather than walking in the commandments that the Father has given to us. So it's important for us to be able to see and understand what Jesus has produced. So one of the key things is he communicates it to us in John chapter 15, this precious gift and this reality of abiding in him. So what I've been talking about all week in different ways, if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can access the programs there. Best thing to do is to go to the App Store and download the Renewal Ministries app. All of our programming, all of our videos, articles, radio programs, TV programs are all accessible there for you. And then, of course, Ave Maria Radio app as well is very helpful, useful. Programs are there, but many other good ones. So I'm going to pick up where I left off in John 15, and Jesus talking about abiding in him. That was in chapter 15, verse 4. He goes on to say, "As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." It's a powerful image. Jesus is saying what he's brought about in his uniting us in the Spirit in baptism with him. He promised throughout the Gospels, but in John 14, earlier in this upper room discourse, he said, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth." So Jesus is saying, if you want to follow me, and that means following his commandments, I will give you everything you need. I will give you the Holy Spirit, who is the new law, give you a new power and a new capacity in your heart. I'm going to ask the Father to give you the Spirit. It's the Spirit of truth who will lead you into all truth. I told you I'm the way and the truth and life. That's exactly what the Holy Spirit will lead you into. He will teach you the way. He will teach you the truth. He will give you a new life. And he will be with you always. I am with you always. So beautiful promises that Jesus gives us. And this is the expression, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. The way we abide in Jesus is we live with him in the presence and power of the Spirit. We're now temples of the living God, a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. The Spirit speaks to our spirit, helping us understand Jesus, helping us see Jesus, and to see what he sees, and to feel what he feels, and to move into the plan and purpose that he's given us so that we can bear fruit. And bear fruit, he'll say later in this chapter, that will last. Verse 5, he said, "I'm the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." This is more relevant, I think, than you may realize. That sometimes I'm able to see clearly. Jesus is saying what we're made to do as those who are friends of Christ, disciples of Jesus, united to him. We are literally called and chosen by God to fulfill the destiny that the Father has created us for. And that is to bear fruit that God acknowledges and rewards, fruit that will last for all eternity. Fruit that can live in the garden of the kingdom, you might say. And lots of people produce lots of things in the world every day that aren't going to last more than a few days, or eventually all are going to burn at the final judgment. We're made to produce things. We have minds and wills and imaginations, and it's part of the creative reality of who God made us to be. Question is, what is it that we're producing? Is it good fruit or is it rotten fruit? And it comes from the source. The rotten tree bears fruit because there's something wrong with the root system, something wrong with the tree, there's something wrong there. And it's not healthy. So Jesus is saying, unless you're abiding in me, living from me, paying attention to me, learning what pleases me, to walk in my will, to come fully in the life and the love of the Spirit, unless you're living in it, through it, from it, so to speak, you're going to create from a different source. And it's going to produce something, but it won't be a fruit that will last. And that's what you were destined for, to participate in the building of the kingdom of God and the eternal life that's in that kingdom, to make a contribution to it. So it's key to live from the source that's in Jesus. So what does that mean? This is what he means by abiding. So we've kind of broken it down. I've heard others talk about it this way. I think that's really helpful. It begins with just daily walking, talking with Jesus, engaging with Jesus' word, understanding his promises to us and applying it to our lives and confessing it. Jesus said, I'm with you always, so confess it with your lips. Lord, I believe it. I trust in you and I thank you, Lord, that you're with me always. He said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Confess it to him. Speak it. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you that that's what you've done, that there's a promise that you've fulfilled in my life. It's a reality. And I walk in it, Lord. I believe it. I know it's true. And then resist the lies of the enemy, acknowledging the truth of what God has promised, what he's produced in us. You're a son of God. You're a daughter of God. You're now united to God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amazing. You're united to others who have been baptized into Christ into one new family. He wants to forgive our sins. He's merciful toward us. He's kind. All these things that we know, he tells us, receive them and confess them with your lips. Speak about them. The Lord promised this. This is what he promised. He said that he promises that he'll never leave us. He promises that he will come and dwell in us. He promises that he will make a place for us in heaven, that's what he's doing right now. So Lord, I thank you for this destiny. I'm so worried about my own retirement, Lord, and having a place to rest. And you've got my eternal life all planned and you're preparing a place for me. And I'm so thankful and I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to be afraid. And I know that life is short and it's a passing shadow, but that I'm in your hands and the power that raised you from the dead, you said, is now in me. Confess these things, brothers and sisters. These are truths that if you confess them and you walk in them, it'll change your life. But you also have to resist the lies of the enemy who says, no, not you. You don't qualify. You don't quite make it. He wants to fill you with shame. He wants to fill you with guilt that somehow, no, this isn't, I get it. Other people, it doesn't work for me. I'm fundamentally broken. There's something wrong with me. My past disqualifies me. Whatever it is, the devil just wants you to get on a totally different narrative than the one that Jesus is talking to you about. What he wants you to know, that he gives to you through the promises that he's spoken to us and the teaching, the word that he says that makes us clean. Friends, if we don't know the word, if we're not internalizing the promises and believing them, speaking them, walking in them, claiming them, we're going to end up giving up. We're going to get discouraged. We're going to live by a narrative that's fatalistic. And it's the enemy's narrative for you. You might as well just give up, give in, and you feel lousy, you feel terrible, you feel shamed. And then what are you going to do? That's going to be a false antidote to the problem that you're having. He wants you to get addicted to stuff that's going to hurt you and destroy you. And he's going to want to blame what you feel on other people and divide relationships, to lead people into conflict, in bondage, all kinds of stuff. So the Lord wants you to stand on the truth of his word, to speak it, to trust in it, and drive back the enemy who's trying to choke off that word in your life. Also, just obeying Jesus' leadership. Jesus promises that he will manifest himself, his presence, to those who obey him. How about that? Let me read. It says, you know, he who keeps my word, it is he who loves me. This is John 14. I will manifest myself to him. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and we will come to him. You can take that to the bank. I'm going to take this promise. Jesus doesn't say, if you're perfect, if you've got yourself all cleaned up, if you don't have any negative behavior in your past, if you cut the mustard on that level, then the Father and I'll talk, we might come to you. That's not what he says. He makes it clear. I will manifest my presence to those who obey me. And Jesus is saying at the same time that 70 times, seven times a day, the apostle said, Lord, how often should I forgive? He said, 70 times, seven times a day, the numbers of fullness. There's no limit to how we should forgive. Why? Because that's the heart of God. There's no limit to God's love for us and his desire to forgive us. And so Jesus has made a way for us, and he wants to reveal to us the deep things, the deeper things of God. And he calls us to the pathway for that to happen. And the pathway for that to happen is our agreement to say, Lord, I want to obey you. Help me, right? Help me. We're not earning the right to be heard, you might say. That's not the point. This relationship that we've been given by God in baptism is a gift. It's a free gift. He did it for us. But we have to do our part. Just like the branch is connected to the vine, we have to make a decision to be connected to the vine. We have to make a decision of heart, mind, and will by God's grace to say, Lord, I want to be connected. I know I can't bear fruit without you. And I know you're promising that if I do this and turn to you, you will manifest yourself to me. And as we do that more and more, friends, what we find is that we start to grow and we start to bear fruit. We start to mature. Our hearts, our mind starts to get renewed. Our emotions get healed. And we begin to live differently. St. Paul talks about Jesus dwelling in our hearts and abiding in our hearts. You know, we need to know that he's standing at the door and knocking. He wants to dwell. I mean, he's there and he's dwelling. He wants to live with us there is the point. And he wants to teach us in this abiding. He sends the Spirit so the Spirit can teach us what's in the heart of Jesus and the word that he came to communicate to us and bring it to our memory. He wants to inspire us to live a new way of life in the Spirit, new power, new capacity to be courageous and live a vital life in him, and to really empower us, to teach, to inspire, and to empower. And the Holy Spirit will flow out of us like a river that Jesus says in John's gospel. He's talking to the woman at the well. This is what he intends to do, for the Spirit to flow through you like a river so that it can flow out of you to give life to things, people around you. Isn't that wonderful? That's God's plan for you. Hope you can tune in again tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.